start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. Happy New Year. We're back. And, what was that? That was the Caps, Red-Headed Flea. Our pal Bob Klein was in a band with that sax player.
He has tapes of that.
Well, the tape he has doesn't have the sax, has a different sax player. That's why he won't let us listen to it. They're called the counterpoints.
You know, folks, Bob Klein, the man that Andy Schwartz called our Bo Diddley.
He is. He's my Bo Diddley. Counting backwards, the Rockin' R is in Heat. The Rockatine's in Twangy. The Kelly Four featuring Eddie Cochran, So Fine Be Mine. And we open up with the Tune Rockers' Green Mosquito.
Isn't it So Fine?
Yeah.
Be Mine.
Oh, what do we got for you today? Let's see.
We have the States in the house.
We have the upper and lower echelon of the media here.
It's true. It's like Joe Franklin. Yeah. What do you, the lesser bangs freak, have to say to you, the guy from the New York Times?
Yeah. We announced our media star of the year, which we'll do after the next set.
I'm all a tingle.
Let's see. We have a blues hangover, a vom. It's Wilbert Harrison's birthday tomorrow. We have Wilbert's Corner coming up a little later. I bought some new 45s down in FLA.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear some of them.
You got some sun there, huh?
Yes. And we got a vom set. We got a vibe report. And we have, you know, I went to see The Godfather 3.
Uh-huh.
And that little twerp, that horrible little cretin, Harry Connick Jr., had songs in it. That offended me more than the 21 Jump Street cast-offs running around in the movie, acting Italian. Mm. So I decided to do my version of what I would have chose for the Godfather soundtrack, and that'll be coming up in the last hour sometime.
Yeah, so clean off those tape heads, folks. Mm.
Clean them off good.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's pop right back into it, and we've also got news, and we're going to play some rock and roll records, come back and announce the 1990 Media Star of the Year. Right now we got, on the VJ label, Billy the Kid Emerson.
Well, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, every woman I know has gotta have an automobile. And here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. The walking women home is a thing of the past. The women wanna ride in class. Some like Cadillac, some like Ford. Some like anything as long as it's road. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. And here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Just can't be beat. You and your woman in your own front seat. She can play with your keys and she can shift your gears and turn on the radio just loud enough to hear. She can turn on the heat and flip on the fan. And then you start to roll and just the man you can. And woman I know crazy about automobiles. Yes, every woman I know crazy about automobiles. Well, nothing but rubber heels. Well, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles.
This is a hit!
Wang dang a doula,
you
sure like to ball.
Wang dang a doula,
wang dang a doula.
are. You're being something you ain't. You go on every night, whining and dining. You have yourself a ball while you leave me in crying. Just keep it up with the things you've been doing. One day you drive yourself to ruin. But one day you wake up. The what to say,
the what to say,
the bird and the flea,
the bird and the flea,
the pony and the cha-cha-cha, oh my baby for me.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla. By any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
I'm a wolfish cat and I'm gonna howl tonight. I'm a wolfish cat and I'm gonna howl tonight. Now if you want some loving, you sure gotta treat me right. I'm a wolfless cat, I got on my dancing shoes. I'm a wolfless cat, I got on my dancing shoes. Now come on, baby, gonna dance away these blues. I'm a wolfless cat, and I'm a wolfless cat, and I'm a wolfless cat. I'm a wolfless cat, I'm a wolfless cat. Got on my dancing shoes. Thank you. homeless cat just prowling round your town. I'm a homeless cat just prowling round your town. Now if you love your baby, you sure better tie her down. I'm a homeless cat, I'll be howling till I die. I'm a homeless cat, I'll be howling till I die. Now so long, baby, I'm telling you goodbye. Now don't cry, baby, I'll see you another time. Now don't cry, baby, I'll see you another time. I'm a wampus cat, I got prowling on my mind. I'm a wampus cat, and I'm a wampus cat. I'm a wampus cat, I'm a wampus cat. I'm a wampus cat, got prowling on my mind.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Back in the jungle.
Right.
Just to see your point.
Yes. That was Jimmy McCracklin, reeling and rocking. Counting backward, Howard Chandler, Wampus Cat. The Versatones and Byla. Don and the D-Lighters, Wang Dang Dula. And we opened up with Billy the Kid, Emerson, Every Woman I Know is Crazy About an Automobile.
Right. That's beautiful. My New Year's resolution.
Even if it's just a little rice rocket.
About it. I'd like to share with you all at this point in time a very happening radio sight gag. Mr. Hound's earphones are coming apart, and he doesn't really realize that he looks like he's got sort of the Mickey thing going. Yeah.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, folks, it's that time of the year where we give away the very coveted Media Star of the Year award, and if you're not familiar with it, we'll tell you about it. Every year, we give out an award. It generally goes out to somebody who is done an outstanding job, not necessarily in what they do to get famous, which is usually crime or the arts,
mm-hmm.
our two favorite fields, But in the way they handle the press, the limelight that comes afterwards, I mean, that's more much more important than what you do.
And let's face it, folks, it's a big challenge these days.
I mean,
you know?
Charles Manson only murdered four people. It's not a big toll.
Charles Manson didn't murder anyone.
Right, well, he was charged with the murder of four people, but he made the most out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Out of a
he
lot
made
of that.
You know,
George
he made
Bush
a
murdered
it.
More people than Charles Manson, I'll tell you that much. And every year
bulletproof sweatshirt.
Yeah, every year we give away this award, which is
and we've never had it sent back yet.
No, 1986 was Ramona Africa, the charismatic spokesperson for MOVE headquarters down in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
1987 was Tracy Lords, teenage porn star. 1988, James Ramsour, the star of the Bernie Goetz trial and juvenile delinquent in good standing.
The happening fashion plate.
Last year was mass murderer Richard Ramirez from L.A., the L.A. Night Stalker murderer.
See you in Disneyland.
That's to you all.
And this year, it wasn't much. It's a hometown boy. It wasn't much of a challenge. There wasn't many contenders. He did get somebody we knew, but that's the way it goes.
You're going to make an omelet. You know, eggs are going to break.
Yeah. So the winner of the Hound's 1990 Media Star of the Year is... Daniel Rakowitz.
How about it? described as flakier even than your average East Village pot messenger.
And Daniel,
how about
you get this neon star to keep in your cell.
Uh-huh. A man who demanded of the courts that he be... tried by a jury of his peers, meaning pot smokers.
But Dan was busy that weekend.
Yeah. Anyway, he did make the most of his 15 minutes of stardom,
I must say. I think he might have stretched it out to about 20.
In a big way, yeah. Anyway, we got things to renounce.
Do we?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, we do.
Il Bruch and
that
the A-Bones at the Court Tavern, New Brunswick.
Yes, Il Bruch versus the A-Bones at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick, New Jersey tonight. Be there.
Is there
or
band?
Don't. There's always another band, huh?
You don't know who they are, though.
I haven't a clue.
How come you're not listed in the arbitrary guide to popular culture here,
Well, it's
Bruce?
Just one of those arbitrary decisions.
You know why? Because they hate us here at the station.
Oh, is that why?
Wynton Marsalis is
They're jealous
listed,
of our talents.
And you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Rebo is listed, and you're not.
Mark Rebot?
Yeah.
Rebot.
Who else is listed, and I'm
not? Jean-Luc Godard is listed, Bruce, and you're not.
That was an oversight as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I don't know if there's really much else to announce, but
where are the Jays playing? Where's Roscoe playing?
Here's a good tip. You can shaving.
Oh yeah.
You can there's a wedding over at Tramps. What's the guy's name? Craig Trooper's getting married. Roscoe and the Blue Jays are playing, and you can
without the benefit of rehearsal
put on a tie and just sort of slip in.
Do your hair up in one of those weird like fake little coke dealer record producer ponytail things. You know, like dweeb knob deal. They'll let you right in.
Free booze, free food.
Mm-hmm. And an excellent kicking band having a big laugh at a whole bunch of paying customers' expense.
Yeah, it's going on right now, I think.
As we speak.
3 o'clock it started.
Good. Well, congratulations to the Gride and Broom.
I know that I wouldn't have come here.
You knew that.
Got any records, Sam?
Yeah, I guess I can play a record. Well, we got Blues Hangover.
Oh, good.
Whoa.
We've earned it.
Oh. Anybody been waiting for Blues Hangover?
Yeah.
Gotta find it.
Yes!
Kick it off with Howlin' Wolf. Mr. Howlin' Wolf, to you.
A good place to start.
2, 3.
I better go now. Oh, I
grave. Yes, to the many people. Yes, in the grave. I better leave it now, darling, before I get out of my grave. Buy you a diamond ring.
Yes, here we are at the Bang Bang Club. So come right in. Sit right down and join the rest of the suckers. the customers. I must introduce the band. The boys sitting before here, they're not really interested in an introduction. They don't want to be introduced because they are of Russian extraction, you see. And being of Russian extraction, they naturally feel that this will legislate against them or militate against them. I've told them that, talent is of no consequence insofar as national origin is concerned. This band leader here, the stupid-looking... He is of the Rashkashnovich family of Russia. Yeah, I'm sure you must have heard of the famous Rashkashnovich, the great musical genius of Russia. However, they've been here for a while, and they've Americanized themselves and shortened their names, and they're known simply now as the Vich family. The Vich family. Yeah, I know all of them. I know Mama Vich, I know Papa Vich, and this is the son of... Yeah, yeah. Oh, you get the message, huh? My love, unlock that door. The skies above are a-leaking on your bed. Papa's in the rain, getting nowhere, getting nowhere, getting nowhere. If I die, you will regret. Papa has no place to go. You got a nice warm room and bone. Share with Papa, don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting nowhere. I've been told, hear me talk, catching cold. Ain't no telling what I'll get. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet, getting all wet, getting all wet. And if I die, you will regret. Papa's got no coat at all. You got a raincoat in your home. Share it with Papa, and don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. Was too small, you nappy head, you knew it all. It let me stand, but I can't stand. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet, getting all wet, getting all wet. And if I die, you will regret. Papa must eat or he will die. You got pork chops, you got pie. Share it with Papa, and don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. Getting all wet, and if I die, you will regret. Graveyard that day, lonely place. Don't want dirt thrown in my face. Pity old Papa, don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. And this son of this fella here is going to lose his job. Sure, he's too arrogant here. You know, hospitality is the keynote of our atmosphere. And a woman walked up and asked him for a request, and he refused it. She walked up very politely and tapped him on the shoulder, said, my good man, you're the saxophonist, aren't you? He said, yes, ma'am, I'm the saxophonist. Why? She said, well, I didn't mean any harm. I just want to know, can I get you to blow the man I love? No. That's right. That's really a piano solo. Piano solo.
Everybody been a-hollin', talking about they were a man. Act like a woman don't want nothing but a man. They want some money and a Cadillac too. And if you ain't got 'em, they ain't gonna mess with you. That's what they want. Oh yeah, money, honey. don't want a man. Ain't got no cash. They'll tell you right quick. They don't mess with trash. That's what they want. No loving, no 24 hours a day. They just want to know when you get your pay. That's what they want.
I do want to recommend the food. The food is very good. I particularly prefer chicken. Oh, I love chicken, you know. The chef fixes a few pieces of chicken for me in this aluminized paper, you know, and I take it home and I put it on the little coffee table by my bed. When I wake up in the morning to watch the television programs, I have chicken there. I nibble on this chicken while I'm watching the television. Any morning, you'll find me right there in my bed, a breast in my mouth and a leg in each hand. Chicken. Well, what part of the chicken do you eat? The leg and the breast are the best parts. Gee, how can you look so clean and laugh so dirty? And might I suggest that you have some of our excellent beverages here? We have good drinks. We have a drink over here that's mixed with vodka and orange juice. It's called a screwdriver. We have another mixed with vodka and prune juice. That's a pile driver. It has more vodka in it, you see. Twice as many.
With my hook in the water and my cork on top. With my hook in the water and my cork on top. I ain't working a loop yet with the stuff I got. Said a big leg woman, come and take the pay away. Do 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 do. Oh Lord, yeah. Said a big leg woman, come and take the pay away. You better stop your woman from grinning in my face. Better stop your woman from grinning in my face. Why, nubby? You wake up one evening morning for me to tuck your place. Yes, I will. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 thank you.
means oh, he's a
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. It's the Hound. That was Blues Hangover for today. WFMU, East Orange. Let's see. Guitar Nubit, Big Leg Woman. Jerry Choo Choo McCain, That's What I Want. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, Getting All Wet. William Harris, Slow Down Dirty Shame. We opened up with Howlin' Wolf, and I Better Go Now. And that's that. Anyway, I guess we can get to some news.
Oh, goody.
You, what do we got?
Do I have to start?
Yeah.
Sal, how do you feel?
Go ahead. I'm not ready for the breast thing yet.
Okay. Well, Newmanstown. It's Lars Espenson country.
Newmanstown, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Lancaster County. A six-year-old Chester County girl was mauled in Lebanon County. Let's try and keep our county straight here. By a pit bull terrier her grandmother had bought for Christmas.
That is the Christmas present of the year.
Yeah, nothing like the gift that that opens you back. The youngster was listed in fair condition last night in Hershey Medical Center, where she underwent surgery for face and neck wounds. Cool. Police identified the pit bull's owner and the girl's grandmother as Shirley Wingert of Robesonia RD2. Wingert naturally could not be reached yesterday for comment at her Calico Road home here in Mill Creek, Twerp. So there you go, folks.
Well... What would you get a three-year-old for Christmas?
I don't know. Loaded gun.
Boa constrictor.
Same thing. Yeah.
A car. Wild boar.
Uh-huh. A hornet's nest.
A lawnmower. Something nice to play with.
Yeah, well, you know, she couldn't swallow the pit bull, at least.
Here's some news / announcement. Sun Ra, jazz musician from Saturn, is getting a little help from his down-to-earth pals, Pharoah Sanders, Eddie Gale, T. Holman, and Sun Ra's orchestra, who will be holding a benefit jam session for the ailing musician January 15th at Sweetwater's on Amsterdam Ave.
I didn't know he was sick.
Proceeds will help pay the hospital tab for Sun Ra, who's recovering from a stroke at Georgetown Hospital in Philadelphia.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he's been having some problems.
He's an old fart, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you can get down there and help Sun Ra get home.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you got there, Sal?
Japanese outroars train to win contest. A 36-year-old father of three won a shouting contest yesterday with a roar louder than a passing train. If you want a war, you got! Yokoshiko Kato shouted. The sound meter registered 115.8 decibels, more than 15% louder than a train passing overhead on an elevated railroad.
Well, he could be the singer in Ted Nugent's band.
Yeah.
The self-employed Kato, who admitted he probably built up his voice shouting at his children, won the $750 grand prize of the 10th annual year-end loud voice contest. Now that's a news story.
Yeah, how about it?
You bet. Oh, and anyway...
We'll start practicing up for next year.
Yeah.
Or something!
Yo, Brooch, you're playing over at the court tonight.
Oh, yes, let's not let anybody forget.
Yes.
Come down and blow your hard-earned entertainment dollars on something like entertainment.
Yep. We don't have tickets to give away for that.
I don't know. Tom, if you want us to give away tickets, why don't you give a call here?
Yeah, why don't you give a call here and give us
tickets? And authorize it. Yeah.
Those tickets are just so
Court Tavern's a very cool place, and everybody's
exclusive.
Real nice to us, God knows why.
What's it cost to get in that dump?
I don't know. I've never paid.
Oh. Ooh, on the guest list.
Well, no, I mean, I come out for, like, my shows, dig?
I dig. Anyway.
Get it?
$2 probably.
Oh, what do we got?
Probably
Let's just play another record. We got one queued up. Cool Baby, Lee Cole.
You join the wake, and the bare neck of the clock, fill up water in the the jukebox and rock, baby. Got a dimple in the chin, ooh, baby. Got my head in a spin, ooh, baby.
Than Boney Marone. I only learned in the jungle with a toothpick. I fight the biggest of bells with a brick. And if you don't leave my man alone, I got a brand new trick. I'm gonna tie you up on the back of this rag. Ain't gonna give you a chance to cry. And when I get through, you know that you have to get better to die. Aye, aye. Now, with me
gonna dig that shack in Hackensack. But I do twist, try to break that back. It made history for New Jersey. It goes down. Now the way that you've been acting, babe, I know that it's not so. Oh, I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone, gone, mama. I won't be back no more. I'm gonna get me a big pink Cadillac. Gonna ride, yeah, in style. I got one more shoe to pack, babe, I'll be gone in a little while. Well, I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone, gone, mama. Do that for hunts and goes for slams. Get me a big straw hat. I'm gonna eat, drink, and be merry. Ooh, what do you think of that? Yes, I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone, gone, mama. You can see my photos of the past. Believe in you. So long, baby. Baby, bye, bye.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, a little slow on the draw. Sorry about that. Anyway, that was Jimmy Murphy and I'm Gone, Mama. We heard Gene Franklin and his House Rockin' Spaceman with Texas Ray and Hackensack. Yeah,
definitely name band part, name of the month.
Part one. Want to hear part two?
Yeah.
The Eminons Rock. Guitar Gable walking through the park. Lee Cole, Cool Baby. Got that whole stack of records in the same place in Florida.
Cool enough. So it was a concept set after all.
Yeah. My tribute to Sid Arthur's in Plantation, Florida. Little guy running around behind the counter.
Retrospect.
What are you looking back there for? There's nothing back there. It's like, no, I think I found something. What do you got? Anyway, that bummed me out.
What might that be, Han? For those of us not in the know, that is, in fact, in the process of bumming you out.
The fact that the media guy here just walked off with my whole box of 45s. No, complaint call about the Nipsey
What's
Russell, harmless little guy.
Well,
I don't know.
In keeping with our usual FMU thing, it was a complaint from a staff member.
No, well, it was a complaint from the boss. Yeah. Well, we got to clean it up for a while, at least until our license is renewed, I guess.
True.
Anyway, someday these pigs won't be running the country and then we'll actually have freedom of speech.
Oh, wake up, Hound. They'll be running the country forever.
Yeah, well. $60 billion in the Gulf. That's how much they spent. You think they would have spent $60 billion on AIDS, but that there would still be AIDS? No way.
So I could start sleeping around again?
Yeah.
Mm, well.
Slay suspect gives up at radio station. This is something we like to encourage. New Jersey fugitive was wanted for murder, phoned a Miami news broadcaster for advice Monday, then surrendered at the radio station later that day. At first I thought it was a joke, said Tom Garcia Fust, a popular news director of the Spanish language station WQBA, but the guy was crying. He told me his wife told him it was better that he talked to me before going to the police. So he went in there and gave himself up.
He couldn't get Eric Chacon on the radio.
If you've murdered anybody this weekend, call here. You can give yourself up here and make us famous.
And
please.
You could be in the running for a media star of 91.
The year. Yeah, 91 has begun, folks. So.
Get a jump on the rest of those
kill
murderers.
Kill and kill again.
Yeah.
Not really.
Let's see what else is happening here. Oh, this is a good one. Punta Gorda, Florida. A special effects flash pot used by a rock band to provide a quick burst of light injured 24 people. One critically when it exploded Saturday on a hotel dance floor.
Oh, wow, man.
The band called In and Out was using the electronically detonated device for pyrotechnical effects during a show at a Holiday Inn. People said it sounded like a cannon going off, a loud bang, then shrapnel started flying. Guar, take note.
Yeah, really.
7 people were admitted to hospitals, including a man listed in critical condition following surgery for leg injuries. 3 of the injured were reported in serious condition. DePaulo said the band's homemade device set in the middle of the dance floor sent debris flying into the crowd when it exploded. It was unreal, said a waitress, Tracy Katina. I was pulling pieces of floor tile out of my hair. My ears are still ringing. The device, if you want to make one, take note, consisted of a pipe about 1 inch around screwed into a piece of wood. Smokeless powder was then packed into the cylinder. Blah, 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 blah.
So it blew up instead of blowing out.
24 people, including one band member, were taken to three different hospitals. Punta Gorda is 160 miles south of Florida.
New Year's Rockin' Eve, huh?
You bet.
It translates Punta Gorda into English. I think it sounds
a whorehouse or something.
Pretty bad. Yeah. I don't think Ken would let us say it.
It's patently offensive by contemporary community standards.
Something like big.
Anyway, you know what? Tomorrow. Oh, do we have any more news?
Too messy.
We got this think piece on breast implants.
Man. I think.
Want to give this
one
a whirl, Sal?
Well,
What do you think of those? Have you ever?
Experienced those? No, I have not. Not knowingly, anyway.
This is more like a public service announcement.
Breast implants, they are the
bigger, the firmer, the perkier, the better, but...
Geraldo did a whole show on plastic surgery when I was down at my mom's house. You know, my mom is a big Geraldo fan.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't believe me when I say his real name is Jerry Rivers.
It's not.
It is.
No, it isn't.
You know, this
we'll
is
talk about it off
that's
mic.
Gonna, a yeah. debate that's going to go on in, way into history, I know.
The pro and con Geraldo.
Yes.
We can pick up the rest
Jerry,
of the show with this.
Uh-huh. Well, up to 40% of women who get implants wind up with, quote, tennis ball breasts, which means that they're hard, sore, and maybe askew.
And you can swat at them? What do you mean
they bounce evenly?
I mean, they kind of move around, right?
I mean, it happens. Bullseye, so to speak.
It happens over a period of time, right? They just sort
keep the trademark up.
Weird.
Silicone gel has caused cancer in 23% of lab rats. Hey, no problem.
It's sort of large-breasted lab rats.
Yeah. That's the last time I feel up a lab rat.
There's something wonderful they do to you if you get that tennis ball syndrome, which is called the nutcracker technique. The nurse held me down and I knew something was going to happen. Then the doctor, took both hands and applied extreme pressure. I thought my ribs were breaking because I heard a crackling sound. I screamed and cried. He let me rest. Then he did the other side.
That wasn't us, was it?
Well, I mean, this is sad.
What do you mean us?
I think you should put the foam rubber on the outside, girls.
Small boobs are fine.
Forget about it on the inside.
The big boob thing is a fallacy.
Hey,
keep your real ones.
Yeah, well.
Real small ones are better than big fake ones, for sure.
Okay, yeah, now that I can get behind.
So to speak.
So you people...
Well, you want me to go on, or...
I'm sorry, we
I'm
talk
thinking.
About...
I'm thinking.
You know, we talk about sex a lot. That's because a lot of our parents had it.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe a few. Well, the end of this, which on a serious note is... A woman has intended to carry these in her body her whole life, yet the FDA did not make them subject to pre-market safety testing until 1988. I wonder why that was.
How about the lip implants? Those are weird.
Yeah, those are strange.
I heard that was very painful. Well, from Michael Musto's expose in The Voice.
What if they miss?
Implants.
You point up with like a cheek or something, you know, one nostril.
Oh.
the pink pout.
Well, it being a think piece and all, maybe we should just play some records and think about it.
Well, we got something to think about. It's tomorrow is the 61st anniversary of the birth of Wilbert Harrison, one of the great...
The Wilbert story.
A guy who's never going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There it is. Definitely a first ballot member of the Stupid Rock Hall of Fame, though.
Well, the reason why he'll never get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is because he was never on one of these big labels. He doesn't have a big corporate coke-snorting exec pulling for him. He's always, was always on these weird little labels. He did have one monster hit, Kansas City in 1960. He also had a 59, I think, 60. He also had a smaller hit in their late 60s, Let's Work Together, which we'll hear an embryonic version of that from the early 60s.
Yeah, Wilbert was real cool. He was so hard to work with that he eventually like wound up doing the one-man band thing because nobody else would play with him.
Well, yeah, he also got sick of hiring bands in every town. It was too expensive to carry one. Uh-huh. So what we're going to hear basically is something Todd turned us on to, was the genealogy of Wilbert Harrison losing his mind.
Yeah, the Todd Abramson, folks, is the keeper of the living Wilbert Harrison archives. Over
so this goes out to
Street.
Wilbert and to Todd. Let's kick it off with Wilbert Harrison and Mickey Baker's on this one.
Cool.
My heart by rising, you laid it aside. It was smoking. Oh, baby, it was smoking. Oh, baby, it was smoking. You drug it around just like a sack. When you came dragging it back, it was broken. Oh, baby, it was broken. I said I wouldn't lend it till the day we were wed. Each time I kiss you, I forget what I said. I'll let you keep it tonight if you hold it real tight. And please don't drop it. Oh, baby, don't drop it. Oh, baby, don't drop it. You're breaking up like a plane before a quarter of eight. No joking. Oh, baby, I'm not joking. Oh, baby, I'm not joking. You peep through a crack while I go pacing it back. It was broken. Oh, baby, it was broken. Oh, baby, it was broken. The gloom, I love real close. I'll tell you what I will do. I'll let you keep it tonight if you hold it real tight. And please don't drop it. Oh, baby, don't drop it. My dear, don't drop it.
Now, cat, don't touch that gal there, please. You get twisted down to your knees. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. Cause I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you. Oh, yes, I bought me a plate. One I could afford. Too long to be a knife and too short to be a sword. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. Hear me talk. Cause I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you. Last night some cat got smart with my niece. Now he has a sign says rest in peace. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. Yo, 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 hey! Ah, yeah! hold me or I'll cut my throat. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. Cause I'm like causing Ivy, I'll break out all over you. I don't claim to be bad, don't claim to be strong. I just like to keep bad people from doing me wrong. Oh, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I'll do. Hear me talk, cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you.
But don't break it, baby. Jamaica, exhausted the nights, the night job, master. Well, you don't want them, you want them twice. Now you're living.
without its mom and pappy stick together.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, in the process of our Wilbertology, I've got the idea
what?
To revive Wilbert Harrison's career. A feature-length movie of Mr. Ed with Wilbert Harrison as this Mr. Ed's owner.
Oh, Wilbert.
Wilbert.
Yeah.
He can sing to the horse and everything. Anyway, that was...
Let me keep the record player, Wilbert.
That was Wilbert Harrison, whose birthday it is tomorrow. Happy birthday,
Happy
Wilbert,
birthday Wilbert,
wherever the hell you are.
Knucklehead.
The horse, counting backwards, we heard Wilbert as a one-man band, Nearer to You. Let's Stick Together, which he remade as Let's Work Together, had sort of a hit out of it. Tropical Shakedown. Poison Ivy, Don't Drop It. And I believe...
Oh, my goodness.
I believe it's time for...
You know.
Yep. Airline.
Atomic Batteries to Speed.
Hello. Airline. What did I do wrong? Airline. Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on there?
Hey. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad. I left the phone number upstairs, and now that it's six flights up and I was 30 blocks away, it took a little market research to remember it, you know?
Uh-huh. But I see you came through and just in the nick of time.
How about it?
Hey, how's the wedding?
Well, it's not really a wedding. It's one of your, like, package receiving celebrations.
Uh-huh. And did you receive a package?
Not yet, but I will.
Oh, good.
So what's your guys' vibe?
Well, we just celebrated Wilbert Harrison's birthday, and we have a VOM set coming up.
Great.
We have the media here.
Yeah, and Fifth Estate.
Yeah, and a complaint call from the management.
All right.
So what's going on?
What exactly ticked him off? I always love to know.
Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell?
Yeah.
He ticks me off sometimes, too.
It's just because those guys never listen to their own stinking station. You know?
Hey, be nice.
Easy, big fella.
What?
Hey.
What? You can say stinking.
Yes, I know.
Let's
drop the subject.
Oh, okay.
What's the vibe today?
Today's vibe is just sort of a humping, running around kind of Saturday vibe. You know, it's the beginning of the new year. You got to, like, bang through your list and start crossing the stuff off, you know.
But you are in your swell new digs.
Yeah, I'm up in the top of the world now,
mm-hmm.
over on 4th Street, top of the world pad.
The East Village Stairmaster alternative.
Yep, the sixth floor health club. Cavs are us. You know, it's a unique experience. But
well, try it in heels sometime.
What?
Try it in heels sometime. Imagine poor ML's predicament.
I have. Well, you know, I got some heels on.
It's true. Forgot about that.
So, yeah. Have you played yet today?
No. Right now there's like a really peculiar Irish combo playing over there. And it's funny instrumentation. There's one guy with like a strat, and then there's a guy on bagpipes and a trombone and a soprano clarinet or soprano sax.
Have these guys met before today?
I think so. And they have a drum machine also.
That's class. Ooh.
But this is the kind of band that you pray for as an opening act, you know, because it really makes you look like the Beatles after them, you know. Plus, you know, we're talking about a four-hour open bar.
Yee-haw! Are you going to roll up to the stage there, Roscoe?
Oh, yeah. Well, this guy, you know, Greg Trooper, when he...
Trooper and a half.
He saw the Power Varmints, and then he was all nervous and stuff, and he was wondering if we would play at a party, you know, but he saw us, you know...
You know.
He saw us. We were into the blur. We were dragging ourselves through the mud, and he loved it. So I told the guys in the band they had to get there at 3 for the open bar and be prepared.
Everybody solo.
Yeah, because you don't want to be playing, like, down by the river sober with the sun out, you know?
I agree.
I got the Jer here. He's helped me get to the vibe report here.
The Jer.
Say hello, Jer. How you doing, gentlemen?
The Jerla.
Jerry, you still bleeding?
Let me explain something to you. Those double-edged, you know, like the Track 2 razors with the Teflon. That's my shaving tip.
What was Miss Sally recommending? That kind of stick-em-sticker? What is it?
Stick-tick pencil. But I know you just want all the girls to notice and say, oh, Jerry, what did you do to your face?
Jerry, you knucklehead, you shaved again.
Oh, I know. A little Kleenex, you know, little Kleenex tariff.
I would say electrolysis. Maybe from the feet up.
I'll just nail my jaw.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, look, we're having a ball here. The bar is open, and we've got the seats, so I think we'll get back to them.
Okay.
And here's the skull, over and out.
See you, Jer.
Later, Jerla.
Made myself a big bowl of spaghetti for the booze mop thing, you know?
Good move.
Good thinking. You are a maintenance abuser.
Yeah. I took some vitamins, you know, headed down the stairs. Let's see, what else do we got going over here? I don't know, but,
free
you know,
booze. What else do you need?
What? Yeah, yeah.
So is anybody we know there?
Anybody we know?
Yeah.
Dennis Dyke and Donna are there, and
people we like.
There's a lot of suits. A lot of squares in suits, and even a couple blue hairs from somebody's side of the family.
Martini drinkers in there.
Yeah, there was a couple old martini drinkers that I had to say hello to, even though I don't know them, you know?
Sko.
Yeah?
Get Dennis up to play drums with you all, and don't be surprised if he wrecks the kit. I've never seen anybody hit drums harder than he does.
No, I'm planning on getting him and Gary Talent, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, like, who did it? Miami? Miami just kicked a 58-yard field goal.
Holy moly.
See, there's no phone at Tramp, so we're at Chelsea Billiards.
Mm.
You might be able to hear the balls hitting.
How many little dweeb knobs can you see from where you're standing?
Dweeb knobs?
Those little ponytails that are way too high in the back?
Actually, I only see one in this place.
The other kind of love handle.
the single handlebar.
Uh-huh.
It's more like the joystick.
Well, good,
why don't you guys vom onward? Aside from enduring to persevere, that's about it for me, and I'll be on with the Bloody Marys. Why don't you call my machine with the post-show eating vibe, and we'll try to hook up for a wonderful Saturday evening.
Got ya.
Hound listeners everywhere, don't forget to take out the trash, and vitamins and a little headbanging.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha.
There it is.
There he is. Our vibe meister, hard-working man.
No kidding, man. Drunk at 3:30.
And it's vom time. What do we got queued up? The Yardbirds.
It's 4:30.
4:30.
4:30. That's tough.
These guys, and they are really one of the finest groups, I think, in the whole country. And I want you to give them one big rousing, stomping, screaming, swooning cheer before they start playing for this dance again. Now, let's just pretend that you got the Rolling Stones and the Animals and the Stomping Underbeats and the Fabulous Flippers and the Beatles and the Trashmen and the whole bunch up here. And let's hear just how loud you can yell and how glad you're how glad you are that they're here. Let's hear it now. Come on, here's the fabulous Trashmen.
Well, let's take your shoulders and I move your feet. We're gonna stomp to the birthday and beat. Well, I'm popping your arms and I move your hands. Well, we're gonna rock to the birthday and beat. Now,
sorry about that. I screwed up.
This is a hit!
So I was eating. I meant to play a different song off this thing. I'm going to just re-cue it.
These are the kind of sacrifices we make just to see to it that you get your show prepared the way that we intended for you to get it. Okay?
You haven't lived till you heard the Dolls play Hoochie Coochie Man. You know, it's not easy to play the blues in a dress.
A gypsy woman told my mother before I was born. Say you got the boy child coming. Got to be the son of a gun. A boy and girl.
seventh hour. Take a 7 days. All the 7 months. 7 doctors say. When you're born for bad luck, that's such a shame. I got $700.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Well, that was today's Vom set, and I'm really sorry that I screwed up every single cue, but it's Sally's fault.
Single
she made
screw.
These amazing sandwiches, and I had to eat them. Sorry.
They only bring me here because I bring food.
Yeah. Well, you do sort of brighten up our lives, let's face it.
That was the New York Dolls doing Hoochie Coochie Man.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Should we go through a Where Are They Now, the New York Dolls?
Hello, Chris.
Well, let's see. There's Jerry Nolan, who I think drives a cab. Mm. Arthur Kane moved to L.A. Last we heard, he jumped out a window, tried to kill himself, but it was a second-story window, and he fused his knees together.
Yeah. Ooh.
Sylvain drives a cab.
Yeah.
Johnny Thunder lives with his mom and steals chickens, literally. And David Johansen is now giving Bozo the Clown a run for his money as Buster Poindexter.
Buster Poindexter. David Johansen makes a lot of money, a lot more money.
As one friend put it, if that guy had any dignity at all, he'd commit suicide. Counting backwards, we hear the Stooges, Little Doll, and we do have
I got it right
Stooges
here,
news. We'll get to it in a second.
For a small price, you can have it back.
The Liars, We Smell Soul, from the Rocky Erickson tribute cassette only.
Which is completely useless except for
except
that
the Liars. The Trashmen live, Bird Dance Beat from the Trashmen. Live 65.
That goes out to the guy that called up requesting Eric Clapton.
Yes. And we open up with the Yardbirds without Eric Clapton. Jeff Beck. Psycho Daisies. And, this some interesting Stooges news.
Oh, this is incredible.
Well, why don't you share it with the listeners, or give it to me and I will
share
it with
the listeners. This is incredible. No, you've read it before, you do it.
In Ann Arbor, where the Stooges were from, there is now The Stooges Wax Museum.
Believe it or
the
don't.
The mind-altering, world-famous Stooges Wax Museum. The amazing, lifelike replica of Iggy Stooge is a big favorite among museum visitors. They also enjoy our conveniently located gift shop and picturesque concession stand. It's located at 1520 Hill Street in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I tried to get a phone number. There is no phone number for it in Ann Arbor. But there's an interesting interview with the guy who is the curator, Woody Tim Stahl.
Do we know that guy, Tim Stahl?
I don't recognize his picture here. But the most interesting quote of all...
They had the peanut butter jar from the Midsummer Night's Rock.
No,
but, you know.
I just got sick of people asking what Joanne Worley was doing in there, complained Stahl. I had to keep telling them. That's Zeke Zettner. Zeke effin' Zettner, who was a Stooges roadie who they made a guitar player for about 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But this comes courtesy of... it's $10 to get in. If you're in Ann Arbor, if you're going to the Hash Bash this year, you
Dude.
Owe it to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get a car
this is, it says in the article you can follow the parade.
Deadheads that run for their money.
You can follow the parade of visiting Frenchmen through
Other
the doors.
Other than that, this magazine, I got this out of Motor Booty. It's not all that interesting, but there is a very fine Ron Ashton interview, including a picture of Ron now, and in which his jowls hang over the neck of the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some interesting facts about his early career as a film director. I guess Ron has gone into making playing character roles in horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the Stooges started out, they were making films, this is before Iggy, including one called The Strange Jew, in which Ron Ashton played Hitler and Bill Cheatham played The Strange Jew.
Little did they know that Iggy would soon walk into their lives to play The Strange Jew.
Yeah. I hope Ken won't be calling now.
About what?
Who knows?
About your breath?
About the sandwiches, we'll leave him one. And then there's something here about some of the movies that you will be able to find Ron Ashton in, the guitarist from The Stooges, if you don't know. Let me see. He is going to be...
I'm flipping through the pages here.
I'm flipping.
You flop. Got a whole meteorite.
Oh, he's in a movie called Them, which is filmed in the Menlo Institution in Pontiac, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of a Jim Jones kind of thing where Ron Ashton has a giant J burned in his forehead. And he's in a movie with John Saxon called The Wendigo, in which he plays a drunken hunter. The script was originally offered to Bob Seger, but he wouldn't return their call, so they brought in Ron Ashton.
It had to be a Detroit rock guy, though, huh?
Yeah. Wait.
Mitch Ryder plays his wife?
A Detroit rock legend.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange.
There's no question about that.
I am the Hound. And we got some of this old trash queued up. We got one here by Willie Egan. Mr. Egan, you're on.
One time, won't you?
Yeah. The story you're about to hear is absolutely 100% ridiculous.
August 21st, 4:30 p.m., a call came into Bunko, Erev Yontif. Someone had put a kosher label on a treif salami. Mine job, find it. 10:31 p.m. A tip came in from the local delicatessen. I said, hot dog, and hurried over. There was a sign in the window, salamis are better than ever. My fingers closed on mine 41. That's a 45 with a low IQ. This could be it. I opened the door and I walked in. The door was stuck a little. I didn't want to be conspicuous, so I sauntered over to the bar and ordered a Frankfurter Mitt. Just then, the jukebox struck up a cool number.
Well, my great-granddaddy had a horse and a buggy. My granddaddy had one, too. My daddy got him an automobile. But here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
Tell the chicks on Mars I'm coming up to see them soon. Well, if I seem just a little out of pocket, can't find me no place. I tie my mail to a high-flying rocket attached to outer space. I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a-coming up to see them soon. My tank, my fingers on the switch. The man in the tower hollered, blast off Ray, and I landed in the ditch. I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
I'm gonna build me a satellite.
Build me a satellite.
And rock around the moon.
Rock around the moon.
Tell the chicks on Mars I'm coming up to see them soon.
Man, that music was so crazy, I stood there digging that stuff. It's really cool gone. I got so excited, off now nearly blew my shape hole. Oh, I spotted my man behind a bowl of soup and I walked over. May I talk to you, sir?
Are you a cop?
Yeah, I'm a cop. My name is Jake Weber, and my father's name was Weber. When did you discover that the salami wasn't kosher, sir?
I was eating in a little after-hour spot in Pitkin Avenue. It was late, and they were out of pumpernickels. So I ordered a salami sandwich on a bagel with sauerkraut and relish, and a side order of fried calico onions with a dash of chopped liver. Oh, yeah, and a bottle of celery tonic. You know, it's not a good idea to drink coffee before you go to sleep.
Yes, sir, just stick to the facts, please.
I'm sticking. For some strange reason, the combination didn't taste right, and that's how I knew that salami wasn't kosher. What else could it be?
I see, sir. Did you have anything else?
Just some mandel soup. I got a weakness for the better things like mandel. Sort of a champagne taste.
Yes, sir. What do you do for a living?
I work in the Fulton Knish market. I'm a chicken flicker on the night shift. I'm saving my money to go to college.
Yes, sir. Then what will you do?
I'm going to try to get on the day shift, who then?
She will always be around. No, she breathes on when she walks. And she calls the baby call. And with no moon up in the sky, I see the twinkle in her eyes. Well, I know I'll always love her so. And I know that I will never let her go.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound. That was J.L. Smith. I got my top down.
As opposed to G.E. Smith. I got my knob on.
Ray Sawyer, Rockin' Satellite, The Valiants, Tequila Twist, The Silver Jets, and Roberta. Yeah, we opened with Willie Egan and Don't Know Where She Went. And what's going on? Il Bruch.
I'm full of rage, Mr. Hound.
And the A-Bones over at
the Court Tavern in New Brunswick, New Jersey. I'm sorry, I didn't read the signals. Wrong.
Tonight.
I forgot where you were playing.
Help
me, I'm trapped behind glass.
Window Shopper goes berserk in Oklahoma.
Oh, man, I was going to do that.
You want to do it?
No, go ahead.
Edmond, Oklahoma. Shoppers fled in mass panic with quotes around it. Police said when a man crashed his car through a store window, brandished a shotgun, and went behind the counter to get ammunition. But no one was hurt in Tuesday's incident, in large part because the man loaded the gun with the wrong size shells. He was putting 16-gauge shells in a 12-gauge, Captain Ron Calvin said. Fortunately, he didn't realize the other shells were only 2 feet from him. Alan Rockford, age 40, of Oklahoma City, was arrested and transferred from a county jail to a psychological facility for evaluation.
Yeah, for proper weapons training.
Yeah. What do you say we go to Rome next year for New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I read that one. It sounds good.
2 dead, 1,000 injured.
That's a real celebration.
Beat the hell out of New
Year.
We do have my version of the Godfather soundtrack coming up after the next set, I believe.
Sort of the Day Go-Go segment there.
Yeah. How about this guy in Hong Kong who tried to smuggle an export of Mercedes-Benz from Hong Kong to China by towing it underwater in a rubber bag?
That doesn't work. I tried that.
Yeah.
Caveman in a submarine?
There it is.
Bunch of people in Lagos, Nigeria complaining about their sexual organs disappearing after they shook hands with alleged thieves. Millions of Nigerians, it seems, believe that unholy powers enable evil folk to snatch body parts for magical purposes. Police offered a less otherworldly explanation that the rumors are often spread by criminals themselves.
I see.
Somebody there's got a room full of sexual organs, though.
Mm. They're getting ready to sell them to the United States.
Musty dream come true.
An interesting list came in here about the statistics of percentage of drug arrests that were marijuana arrests state by state. It seems that most drug arrests in America are, 82% in some nearly every state, drug arrests involving marijuana are the majority. 8 out of every 10 drug arrests are for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
See, in North Dakota...
Your tax dollars at work.
North Dakota, 82%. Vermont, 86%. Maine, 81%. Idaho, 79%. Arkansas, 78%. South Dakota, 77%. Wow, I mean, just every single state, right down the list... more than three quarters on every single one of these states. New York is at the bottom of the list with 24% of their drug arrests are from marijuana. But still, that's 24% of all drug arrests, which has got to be, hundreds of thousands of arrests a year.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, because I told you, and I know this is true, the reason why marijuana is illegal is because the DuPont Corporation doesn't want people growing hemp, because hemp fiber products would compete with their nylon patent.
Now, aren't they also responsible for Kennedy's death, and aren't they also not pictured inside the Great Pyramids?
I don't know, but I do know they are the world's biggest creator of fluorocarbons, and they are singularly responsible for the big hole in the ozone layer, and they're running a DuPont for president.
Really?
They got this guy all primed up. They don't think...
What does he need to run for president for, you know?
Who knows?
Owns the yard already.
Political fantasy, maybe.
But I think, I think it's time that people just wake up and realize that this whole drug paranoia is nothing but an attempt for the Nazis to just take over, padlock the doors shut, and that's it for everybody. You know, America is also... what's the post?
It's over here, Hound.
America has four times as... percentage-wise, we have four times as many blacks in jail than South Africa. We are the largest... prison, America, the world's number one jailer. The United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world. Study also found black men are imprisoned at a higher rate in the U.S. than anywhere in the world, including South Africa, by four times. 426, four times more blacks by percentage in jail in America than in South Africa. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Hmm. Let's see. Yeah.
Let's.
If we continue to pursue the policies of the 80s and the 90s, we can expect virtually every black male to be in jail by the year 2000.
That's our goal.
That's what they're aiming for. Boy.
Tote board. Boy.
There is, we can, you know, we can get out there and try to find somebody with a reasonable head to run.
If everybody grew hemp, how could
turn
it
yourself
bust
in.
Us all?
I volunteer. I'll be president.
Okay.
I swear. We won't even have, we won't have any wars. We'll spend all this money on something good. We'll grow hemp.
And we'll change it into fuel
lands.
We'll make our own natural rope.
Yeah, how to compete with the, you know, how do you compete with the Japanese and the Chinese and all these countries, deficit nations? We have to make things here that they don't make in other countries. Nobody makes vodka out of potatoes anymore. It's all grain vodka. Mm. There's $1 billion idea, real potato vodka. We can bring America back to the top.
And
anyway,
and a bag of chips when you buy it.
The late-breaking Laurie S. costume update.
Oh, yes.
Sporting
hair.
A very,
great hair.
Very excellent sort of bone hip-hugger thing. And my personal favorite T-shirt from her collection, the Triceratops Dayglow sort of
mirrored
3D
job.
One.
Yeah.
I also covered her cassette case with apple juice because somebody didn't fasten the top when they set it back down on top there. But
hate when that happens.
A little on-air apology for Laurie.
Anyway, let's get to some more records. Here's a good
Thank
one.
You.
Never hear this on any other radio station. Garland Davis on the Wildcat label.
In a circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does, because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Well, there's a good-looking girl down Dallas way now. She's a strange dance. She's alive for the party. Well, the things was right, but they know that he's in.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
She can't speak English. She won't learn how. The only word she knows is
my heart belongs to Papa. Ooh, mow, mow.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's got limber, limber lips.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
And corns on her toes.
Long spears and matching ears. If a boy hold her, she won't object. Cause she's got her teeth wrapped around her neck. She's got gold on her waist, on her finger and feet. Look out! If she says you look good enough to eat, she runs like a deer. She swims like a shark. She walks, she rocks like a brother no was art.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's got limber, limber lip.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
With a way.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
And corns all on her toes.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's built like a shed.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
Gray and mud in her hair.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
She's a Watusi, you see.
Mama, you bangy, bangy.
With the lips out, you say.
If anyone here in the audience has been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, yeah. I don't give a shit.
plain and true. I ask the Lord on up above to never be a way of life, no matter what I may do. Remember, my love is true. We have a love that surely be. True love for all eternity.
We got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it.
Hey, Sally!
Hey, Sally!
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 You know you took my money.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the hound.
What are they saying?
Those WFMU East Orange. Oh, that was Little Frankie Edwards and the House Records with Sally Lou. We heard Ron Holden and the Thunderbirds, Love You So. The Four Sounds, Mama You Bangy Bangy. The Floyd DeKeel combo, Dance for Annie Dance. And we opened up with Garland Davis and I Got a Girl.
That's Brooch, new.
We can do it, that guitar.
Probably break it.
Serenade us, maybe? You can do with all those pickups and knobs. Oh, anyway, we got one news story here. Cops in Woodbridge, Ontario, arrived on the scene of a break-in. They spotted a 3-inch by 3-inch piece of scalp clinging to the shattered front window. The robber threw a rock through the grocery store window. He must have scalped himself climbing through. It took a while to realize he was cut because there was blood all over the store. The bleeding bandit escaped and nothing was stolen, but he did leave a big, painful chunk of his scalp behind. Yee.
Yee, with a few feathers and beads in it.
Talk about that pound of flesh.
You bet. Anyway, old Bruce will have that guitar over at
The Court Tavern?
Court Tavern, New Brunswick, New Jersey tonight. What time is that?
I don't know.
What how much does it get to get in?
I don't know.
Let's get it right.
How much are we getting paid? I don't know.
And once again, we'd like to congratulate our media star of the year, Daniel Rakowitz.
Hey,
how
Daniel.
About
ah, there's no echo.
Really?
Look at that. It no died. Echo. Bummer. Well, I guess that means, you know, I told you, I went to see this movie, The Godfather. It wasn't very good. The other two I really loved. This one was really kind of stupid.
Like
a lot of people look like they escaped from 21 Jump Street running around. And worst of all was this guy. I really hate this guy, Harry Connick Jr., the sort of like yuppie twerp, quote-unquote, jazz musician. Kind of like the Barry Manilow of the jazz world or something. And he did a lot of the music, and I just thought, boy, this is terrible. They should have hired me, because I would have got him some good records to put on the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't hire me. I'm here for nothing. And you're going to hear him anyway, if you're listening.
It's a little day-go-go,
kick it off with Louis Prima.
Louis,
this goes out to Joey Pasico.
5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days, my loving baby's been gone. 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days, my loving baby's been gone. If you see my baby, please send her home to me. Hurry, go home, baby. 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 Hurry, go home, baby.
Let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
A tiny turned up nose, two cheeks just like a rose, so sweet from head to toes, that little girl of mine.
I had gone to visit the grave of a friend of mine, and as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child. And as I started to walk by, I noticed that he had a big red rose in his hand, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him. And in the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story as he told it to me. He said, "Mister, I'm walking down the street of today, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk into the shop and I ask the man, I said, 'Boss, how much are for one red rose?' And he looked at me with one big frown, and he says, 1 dollar, please.' But to by and by, a swell-dressed blonde young lady walk in, and she says, 'How much are for one red rose?' And he looked at her with one biggest smile, and he said, 10 cents. And I said, 'Boss, how come you charging me a dollar for the rose, and you charge the young lady only 10 cents? He said, "Look, mister, tell me why you want the rose, and maybe I'll give it to you for not." And I said, boss, I'm a hard worker man. I work for the railroad. And I got a little girl and her name is Rosa. Rosa's just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, a little Rosa come running to meet her papa. She throw her little arms around my neck and say, papa, and I say, Rosa. But the one day, boss, I come home from work and I don't see Rosa. I look down by the railroad track and I see one a big crowd. I go down and I push the crowd this way and I push the crowd that way. And there, boss, at my feet, lay my little Rosa. And that's why I want the Rosa, boss. I want to put him on little Rosa's grave. The man, he don't say nothing, but he pick the biggest and the reddest rose and he give it to me. And I say, thank you, boss. I thank you very much.
And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me. To me, she'll always be that little girl of mine.
This is a hit!
Sidewalk just admiring the view, and we thought that we would go downtown and find something to do. And we saw this place upon the corner and it looked real swell, so we opened the door and we went inside. This is what we yell now: pizza, hey pizza. Well, I got a chick, I really dig. I'm gonna love her all of my life. I'm gonna take her home and marry her and keep her for my wife. And when the people come and ask me the question, I'm gonna tell them why. 'Cause she stands in the kitchen and makes me all those great big pizza pies. Now pizza, hey pizza. Well, the time went by and we had some kids, and they're the apple of my eye. And they're growing big and strong and tall, and their heads right up to the sky. Now some may wonder why they're so healthy, this is my reply. 'Cause they've been born and bred and always fed on great big pizza pies. Now pizza, hey pizza. Well, 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 and now I'm a getting old, hey brother, and I'm getting ready to die. But there's one request that I must make before I hit the sky. And that request is something no man in his right mind did not deny. 'Cause when they put me 6 feet under, I'm taking a great big pizza pie. Now pizza, hey pizza pie, hey pizza pie.
We're gonna have all kinds of folks on, Jews and Guineas and Hunkies and Poles and Limeys, Krauts. I mean, I don't wanna, you know, be, I don't wanna show that I'm anti this or anti that. I'm anti everything.
Hello. Hello, Maria. Long, long time and no speaking to me. Tell me something, Maria. Who can your bigger, bigger man be? Hey, Maria. Why don't you please, honey, please, come back home? You know Pasquale missing you so much, baby. Since you've been gone. When you left me, Maria, Lorenzo, he's gone too. Everybody's talking and saying, Lorenzo, he's gone with you. Hey, Maria, why don't you please honey, please come back home. You know Pasquale missing you so much, baby. Hey. Since you've been gone, Tony, he's a bigger, bigger boy now. All time calling your name. Every time he'll call you pretty baby, my poor heart fall down with pain. Hey, hey, Maria, why don't you please, honey, please come back home. You know Pasquale missing you so much, baby. Yeah. Ever since you've been gone.
Then let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Back in the States.
Right, it's a hound. So that's what I would have put on the soundtrack of The Godfather.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. Now, what would you have put on the soundtrack of Edward Scissorhands?
I didn't see that one. Everly Brothers doing Suzy Q and Italiano. Big Walter, Hello Maria. Norman Fox and the Rob Royce, Pizza Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Webb Pierce, Little Rosa. That was an alternate take from the one we've been playing.
Yeah.
It's funny, I didn't notice.
How many takes?
What was the matrix number on that one again?
How many times did it take him to get that right?
Yeah.
And we opened up with Louis Prima, 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days.
I push the crowd this away.
My
I push the crowd that
yeah.
way. And there's my Little Rosa.
Anyway, we got a few minutes left, and we got some more records we can play.
Oh, good.
Going by the Polk Brothers, I know you're going to like it.
What if you can?
I'll take it up if you don't like it, Bruce.
Well, we're going to the Auburn Boulevard, California.
Did you like it so far?
Well, we're going to the Auburn Boulevard.
No?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Okay.
Well, we do a little road, do a little corner. Well, we're going to the Auburn Boulevard, California. Well, come on, pretty baby, rock and roll with me. Come on, pretty baby, rock and roll with me. She's my baby, I don't mean baby. Come on, pretty baby, rock and roll with me. Well,
do a little roaring, do a little doling. Where we going? Get it off the rock before we die.
I'm a lonely tramp, don't have nobody in this world to care for me, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp, left my wife and my child, my dear mother, she sit at home to cry, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp. When I'm walking down the street, everybody point their fingers at me, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp. Me, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye, child. Oh, no, no, mother, there ain't no use for you to cry, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp.
Here I am with my little git fiddle, long tall mic with the bass in the middle, ball on the drums, just a rare to go. A fat little Roy on the piano, we're rocking up a song tonight. Well, they're rocking up a song tonight. Well, they're rocking and rocking, rocking and rocking, they're rocking up a song tonight. Well, the rhythm and blues, all that jazz, rocking and rolling, it'll drive me mad. We're rocking up a song tonight. Woo! We're rocking up a song tonight. Well, you got to come along. I'm gonna rock with you. We're rocking up a song tonight. Woo! We're rocking up a song tonight. We're rocking and rocking. We're rocking up a song tonight. We're rocking up a song tonight. Yeah! Rockin' and rollin' the drum, me mad. We're rockin' up a song tonight. Woo! We're rockin' up a song tonight. Yeah! We're rockin' and rollin', we're rockin' up a rock, we're rockin' up a song tonight. Well, rhythm and blues, all that jazz. Rockin' and rollin' the drum, me mad. We're rockin' up a song tonight. Woo! We're rockin' up a song tonight. Well, we're rockin' and rollin', we're rockin' up a rock, we're rockin' up a song tonight. Well, we're rockin'.
I need my mom, mama, pretty mama. I'm in love with my mom, mama, pretty mama.
Well, they call me Sonny Papa, but the heart to see me love my mama. I'm a walking down Post Street on the way. Just a walking down Post Street on my way. Me pretty mama. I'm a nuts about my mama, pretty mama. Now they call me Sonny Papa, but they ought to see me love my mama. Hey! With you, but the mama, me, pretty mama. I'm crazy about my mama, me, pretty mama. Baby, they call me Sonny Papa, but it's hard to see me love my mama. When the place goes down and the band can't sell no more. When the place cold down and the band can't sell the boat. Well, I grab my mama's hand and my mama through the door. When the wind hits the mama, being the pretty mama. I'm a nuts about my mama, pretty mama. Now they call me Sonny Papa, hard to see me love my mama, my mama.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. It's the Hound, and that was Doc Starks and his Night Riders, Night Riding. Heard Buck Griffin, Stuttering Papa, Ronnie Moline, Rockin' Up, Clarence Frogman, Henry, Lonely Tramp. Polk Brothers Going to the Hop. That's it. That just about wraps it up. Il Bruce is over at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick.
He's on the couch.
Oh, well, that's where he will be. And we'll be back next week. Glorious is up next. Like to think thanks. Thank you to Sally.
Yeah.
Head chef and bottle washer.
Yeah,
Il Bruce.
What's left of him.
And Laurie S. is up next. That's it. We're out of here.
Can't forget that.
Well, goodbye, Kansas City. New York City, here we come. Well, goodbye, Kansas City. New York City, here we come. I got my crazy look for the head, and Morrissey is a pretty one. We're going to the Apollo, and we'll dig the crazy show. When the food is okay, why goodbye, Kansas City. New York City, here we come. I got my crazy little baby, and boy, she is a pretty one. And I'm not lying, I know. Even more, she is a bird.